did medieval lords really have the right to have sexual relations with any woman on his estate, including and particularly on her wedding night? So in this 19th century painting, we see a young woman being taken away by the lord of the manor to have sex with her. And there is her groom, who she's just been married to, watching forlornly, unable to do anything. And there's a guard preventing him. So this supposed legal practice was called droit de seigneur, meaning the right of the lord. So the lord had some legal right over his female subjects. This practice was also supposedly called the rule of the first knight, meaning that the feudal lord had the right to take the maidenhead of the woman. Here's another depiction of a feudal lord taking a bride away with her poor young husband looking on, powerless to do anything. So did this practice actually exist? Well, there isn't really any evidence to actually prove it so. There are lots of later references, so references from the 17th century, looking back to the medieval period, saying that it did happen, but there's no actual evidence from the medieval period saying it ever did. So some historians believe that the interpretation about this has got messed along the way, and it's actually a myth rather than factual truth. But what is true is that during the Middle Ages and the medieval period, young peasants who wanted to marry had to pay their feudal lord a marriage fine. It was called a merchet or a marchet, and it derives from the Welsh word for girl, which is merched, and it was to free up that woman from the feudal lord, so to compensate him for his loss of a worker. And so historians from the 17th century, for example, misinterpreted this and thought that the lord allowed the fine to be paid instead of him taking his feudal right to have sex with the woman. But what we must remember is that during this period, feudal lords were all powerful. So if they decided that they wanted to force a woman, a peasant woman who had no power, to have sex with him and rape her, he could do that and he could get away with it. So this myth, this legend, might be based on some true accounts that have got lost along the way.